In this bulletin, the head of the Prime Minister's department weighs in on the sports grand scandal, the latest on the coronavirus outbreak, and Mohamed Touré becomes the youngest goal scorer in A-League history. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An inquiry has heard 30 federal seats would have missed out on government grant funding if former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie hadn't intervened in the process. Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Secretary Phil Gaitchens has written to the Sports Grants Inquiry, saying that while there were some significant shortcomings with respect to the Minister's decision-making role, her office's separate approval processes weren't unduly influenced by reference to marginal or targeted seats. It comes after audit officials told a Senate inquiry that 43% of projects funded under the Coalition's $100 million program weren't eligible for funding. Audit Office Executive Brian Boyd said some projects were initially assessed by Sport Australia as eligible, but circumstances had changed by the time the funding was signed off. The head of the World Health Organization has called for global solidarity in the fight against the coronavirus that's emerged from China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there are worrying signs the world's not hearing the call to support those in China who are helping to fight the outbreak.
I want to say again, from my heart, that this is the time for solidarity, not stigma. There are warning signs that the world is not hearing the call for unity and standing in unison with those at the epicenter in China who are saving lives.
Spouses of some Australian citizens and permanent residents have had their visas cancelled without notice or explanation in the wake of the coronavirus travel ban. Australian resident Chi Chang returned to Tasmania from China earlier this month, but her husband wasn't allowed to join her, despite the Home Affairs website saying immediate family members are permitted to enter the country during the travel ban. Deng Chenfei's student visa, which was due to expire mid-March, was then cancelled without any notice. Melbourne-based migration agent Kirk Yan says he's aware of at least 30 similar cases.
I think from the very beginning of this policy announcement travel ban, it seems there's not very consistent coordination between different departments on how to implement this travel ban. And I just really hope the government can get, more clear, guidance.
The federal government has announced $3 million in funding for the Anti-Defamation Commission to expand a social media education program to 500 schools nationally. The Click Against Hate program is already in 150 schools and teaches primary and secondary students how to tackle racial and religious intolerance. The chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, Davir Abramovich, says the funding comes at a critical time for Australia.
When anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and all forms of racism have reached unprecedented levels, and when bold, strong action is needed.
The Australian and French governments have agreed to review local involvement in the Future Submarines program in every quarter of 2020. The involvement of local contractors in the $80 billion project to deliver a new submarine fleet became an issue earlier this week when French shipbuilder Naval Group told the Australian newspaper it might not be able to fulfil a promise of local firms getting 50% of the work because of concerns about the depth of industry capability. In a joint statement, French Defence Minister Florence Parly and her counterpart Linda Reynolds says both countries are fully committed to making the project a success. The pair met on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. And to sport in the A-League, Adelaide United coach Gertjan Verbeek has revealed the magic words he used to inspire young gun Mohamed Touré in the Reds' 2-0 win over the Central Coast Mariners. United were on the back foot before Touré's introduction in the 77th minute, and the teen sensation had an immediate impact. The 15-year-old was involved in George Blackwood's stunning opener in the 82nd minute before slamming home his maiden goal 2 minutes later to become the youngest ever A-League goal scorer. Verbeek says he kept his message simple.
Use your speed and your power. That's the only thing. You don't tell him a lot because he is... He's just arriving. He had just a few trainings, a few weeks with the first squad. So he used to learn a lot, and he can't learn that in a few minutes.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 28, Adelaide cloudy 24, Melbourne humid with showers 31, Hobart showers easing 19, Canberra showers possible storm 29, Wollongong late shower or 2, 25. Sydney, similar conditions 27. Newcastle late shower or 2, 27. Brisbane, possible shower 32. Cairns, hot and mostly sunny 37. And Darwin, partly cloudy 35. This is SBS News.